The sons and sons of Africa. They come here with empty faces, empty faces, looking for the sun. They come here with empty faces, empty faces, looking for the sun. The equatorial sun rays heat their eyes. They blink and find the sun poised, ready to strike at their wallets with a hot black cock between their legs. They come here with empty faces, looking for the sun. There is no argument to be heard with such a gun between your legs. Between sips of badly brewed black good coffee in an attempting coffee shop in a country that has more coffee between Robusta and Arabica than it can even manage. They smack their lips at the bad taste. They look aside and they behold the sun poised and ready to strike at their wallets with a hot black cocked gun between their legs. They come here with empty faces, looking for the sun. A waitress attempts, "Would you like to order something else, madame?" Disgusted, they look away and they behold the sons of Africa poised and ready to strike at their wallets with a hot black cocked gun between their legs. Having tested black, they are confused. They don't know what to do with themselves. The coffee dregs also gather at the bottom of their mugs. "Would you like to order English tea now?" the waitress attempts. Politely, they look away and behold the sun. They come here with empty faces. The sun is poised, ready, waiting to strike at their wallets with a hot black cock between their legs. Testing black, they decline. "No, thank you," they say. "Looking for the sun." They look away, and the sun is there ready, waiting, poised, and says, "Come here, baby, into my open arms. I will save you this time. You don't need to save Africa anymore."